Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Hive. My name is Entrepreneur Rod. They call me Rod Jackson, though. Entrepreneur, yes, you might have to look in a dictionary. I had to do it for myself. But at Entrepreneur Rod, welcome to The Hive. I'm here with my boy, Honey Badger.
What's up, what's up, what's up? Welcome to The Hive. You can find me at Twitter at VA Honey Badger.
Yeah, and you also can follow us at The Hive as well. And hey, guys, we're here to present to you the best sports betting around, as well as just funny commentary. We cover the MLB, we cover fighting, UFC, boxing, we cover basketball, football, we cover it all here. You know what I'm saying? We love international soccer as well. That's one of our specialties as well. And yeah, just to get a little bit quick little intro about me, my name is Rod Jackson. Like I told you, Entrepreneur Rod. I am a former Division I athlete, went to Bucknell University, played football, got knocked the hell out, and stopped playing. And now I'm here with you today. And my boy?
Well, VA Honey Badger. I was a D1 collegiate athlete. I ran track at Liberty University. Favorite events was the 60 meter and the 100. You know. A little quick guy.
Something slight. He was slow. You know, I used to beat him growing up. Something slight. You know what I mean? I should have probably got that track scholarship.
I was still faster.
You know what I'm saying? But nah. He was great. Both of us are great athletes. But just not maybe not on the level that we're going to be talking about. But we're going to be, like I said, presenting you guys with The Hive, guys. You can follow us at The Hive Sports Betting. And yeah, what is the funny thing, guys? We're bringing you this show today on the day that sports betting has been, the federal ban on sports betting has been lifted, yo. I mean, hallelujah, bro.
Oh, yeah, we get to make money now. Quick, now, easy money.
Yeah, so every state is now going to be able to vote on whether or not they're going to allow sports betting to be done in their state. We obviously see this as a big success. Most of them are going to want it. Of course, it's a great economic stimulus, great jobs, great everything. You know, it obviously with regulation, you know, casinos can be a very profitable thing. I think it's going to be a great, great, great opportunity for us as well to expand with you guys.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
So, guys, we're just going to jump right into it. We're going to talk about the championship games and for soccer, the UEFA championship games. So for the UEFA Championship League, we got the first game coming off. We got Real Madrid versus Liverpool, man. How you feeling about that game?
That's a big game. It's going to be a lot. We got Real Madrid is coming off a 6-game win. Bill got 2 goals, one in the 13th, one in the 30th. Then you, plus you had Cristiano out of with an ankle injury.
True, man. Hey, just to tell you real quick, guys, the lines on that game, you got Real Madrid at a plus 120, and they're at home for the money line. And then you got Liverpool at plus 200, and it's both a pick'em on the as far as the spreads are concerned. So it's really a toss-up as Vegas can see it from my view. Honestly, I it's real hard. Liverpool has looked great. I mean, just absolutely insane. With Mane, Salah. I mean, it's really, really hard to bet against him. But Cristiano with the ankle injury, as you said, it's a real hard bet to make. What do you think about Cristiano, though? You think he's going to be good?
Yeah, he should come back, bounce back for the first leg of the games, be ready for the game. I think he'll be back. But if not, I see Bill stepping up to this plate. He's obviously a good player, one of the best. They've been sitting him for some of the last games, so I feel like he's caged up and ready to go.
That's the thing about Real. They have Christian Bale just sitting there. Most of the time he comes off the bench, which just boggles my mind. But at the same time, with all that firepower Real has, their attack is just so deadly at any time. That's why it's going to be a toss-up. It's going to be a real toss-up. We're going to bring you guys the bets of our picks at the end of it. But we also have the FA Cup, where we got Chelsea versus Man U. The spread is a 1.5, -1.5 for Chelsea. And you got the money line for Chelsea at plus 185 and plus 155 United. How you feeling about that game?
Yeah, Chelsea came off an 0-3 loss to Newcastle last week. That was a devastating loss, you know, getting ready for the championship. They got to bounce back real quick for this game. And then you also got United. They just beat Watford 1-0. So
yeah, Watford is they're a tough one out there. I like I said, United is looking great. That's why it's going to be a real tough go off. That's why I could tell, you know, the home always usually gets the up in Vegas. You know, they that's why they got that -1.5 for Chelsea.
They're always the favorite.
They're always going to give them the benefit of the doubt, essentially. You know? So it's like, that's why, like I said, I can understand the lines here. I can really understand the lines. So we also have the UEFA Europa League. We got Marseille versus Atletico Madrid. The spread in that game is +1 and for Marseille, -1 for Atletico Madrid. In the money line, guys, +450 for that game for Marseille and -155 Atletico Madrid. Vegas is loving Madrid, even though Marseille's at home. How you feeling about that game?
Yeah, Marseille hasn't lost at home yet. They're 8-0 at home. I don't blame them. Then you also got Atletico Madrid. They're also pretty good at home. They're 4-1. I mean, pretty much the home team has the advantage, but they're also high scoring. So I see that over being 2. I see that definitely going over 2 in that game.
Okay. So you feeling Marcel. I can tell you feeling Marcel. I like to say, man, Griezmann. Griezmann is the man, bro. Like, you know, the funny thing about any of these soccer games, man, the reason I got into soccer so much was because of FIFA. I mean, I'm not even going to, sugarcoat it. FIFA is my game. I love that game. And through that game, man, we just learned about these guys. And Griezmann is an animal in that game.
Oh, yeah.
And he's an animal just like that in real life. So you can tell why they got the -155 on the money line there. So we're going to come back to that, tell you guys our picks on that later. We also want to come back to America here and talk about the man, Wayne Rooney, coming to America. Making a transfer to DC United for $16 million.
Oh, yeah.
Wayne is in America, guys. How do you feel about that, man?
That's a big pickup for America, man. That's also making us better in the MLS, making our division a lot stronger. So, hey, look, soccer's coming up. That's a new wave.
I've been watching the games lately with the MLS, bro. The crowds are crazy.
Oh, yeah.
The crowds are crazy. Like, you got the flags waving. You got the chants going. Like, bro, MLS is on the up and up. It looks like it's doing great.
Yeah, then you also got Orlando City over here. They're throwing trash on the field after losing 2-1. I mean, shoot, their fans is dedicated. So you see that the soccer sport is definitely growing here in the United States because fans is throwing trash on the field.
Without the sports, trash you on the see field. That.
I mean, unless you got loyal fans, they're not going to go.
No. Yeah, no, I completely agree with you there. I completely agree. That's why, like I said, I definitely agree with it. I see. Also, LAFC, they just built a new stadium out there. I think Magic Johnson was one of the investors out there as well. Look, MLS is on the up and up, and we're here to bring you the up and up and the updates on that. We're gonna have the up and the bets coming for that this weekend, so be ready for that in our next podcast, guys. So also, dude, just make a quick swing. PSG got a new coach.
Oh yeah, the old BVB coach. He's coming over this summer. That's gonna be great for them. They had a slums. End of the season, they lost their last game. Neymar was out, so they have to bounce back. I feel like they sort of need him. Him and Cavani is sort of like a really good duo.
Yeah, Neymar, man.
Yeah, he has to get back in it. He has to bounce back, you know, after the World Cup. You know, that's gonna be a pretty good team to watch.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna enjoy seeing them. I'm sure seeing where the BVB old coach is gonna take them. I know he's been sitting out for a while, but so this is gonna be a good new look for them. I feel like a new manager always gives a nice little spark. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Always.
But it's going to take some time. They got to get used to them. It's not going to be something, you know, first game. They got to work into it, but I don't see them, you know, falling out of their division or anything.
Yeah, no. Completely understand. Like I said, this year has been different with PSG. I've won a little money there, here and there. They've been a little inconsistent, but like, pretty much I've been betting through Bovado with it. And I tell you what, anytime I get any money out of there, I throw that thing right in Bitcoin.
Oh, yeah. Bitcoin Cash is right there. Bovado provides you with it. That's great betting. Now that the betting is up free, you know, we can go on Bovado without worry and make a little extra cash. And when you make it, throw it in, you know, Bitcoin. You always make more off of that.
Yeah, man. Literally, that's the funny thing about it. We've been betting for a while now. And since the cryptocurrency wave has come out, it has actually changed everything. Because we actually have made more money from it just sitting in there. You know, so you can make double your money here with betting and then going ahead and cashing that out on some cryptocurrencies, whether it's Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash, through the Bovado website. But
if you're going to invest it all.
Yeah. Go ahead and make that move. If you're going to bet, might as well make it worse to something. But just getting on a little switch of things, I kind of want to talk about LeBron a little bit. I've been, you know what I mean, I've been hearing all this stuff about LeBron. It just drives me crazy. It just drives me. I've been a Kobe fan my whole life, and when Kobe left, I had to go with greatness. I had to see where LeBron was going.
He had to trade.
No, I did not have to trade. I went with greatness. If LeBron decides to come to LA, baby, you know, we'll always welcome you there.
Then we can talk business if he comes to LA. But until then, you know, I'm gonna ride or die. We got Ball out there doing the thing, you know, rookie, cool. We're gonna get it done next year.
Like I said, the Lakers should make the playoffs next year, definitely, with some big moves. Hopefully, we might even acquire Cousins out there. But like I said, I wanted to get right back on LeBron just for one quick second. The hate on LeBron, I cannot stand. I really don't know if I can deal with it any longer. I don't think people understand what this 33-year-old man, who's been playing since he was in high school, is doing. He has never taken a break like Michael Jordan. He didn't go decide to play minor league baseball. In fact, the man is so perfect. The man has, you can't even say anything about him about his personal life. You have to actually focus on basketball to find something negative.
Yeah.
He couldn't close out the game. Well, he closes out games now. He's made two game winners in this playoffs alone.
Yeah, he got to step up to the plate now.
Yeah, man. I literally need a whole segment on LeBron. Literally, like a whole podcast specifically on LeBron, because I'll stay here for about 45 minutes just talking about LeBron alone.
Yeah, that's a long segment.
But like I said, just to segue a little bit, I want to also talk about KD, man. KD, I used to hate on KD, man. When he left Russ, bro, I couldn't stand it, dog.
You had to do it?
And you know, I'm actually here. I'm here to admit my wrong.
Do you blame him?
I'm here to admit my wrong. I was wrong. I can't blame that man for leaving Russell Westbrook at all. Hey, in fact, I would have ran.
Doing his thing.
Yeah, like won a chip, but may win another one. I mean, favorite to win another one.
Oh yeah.
And literally, I had a friend of mine tell me he was able to do this when he was friends with Russell Westbrook. He was his friend, and he still wasn't passing the ball. So imagine if Russell Westbrook gets with anybody else. You really think he's going to pass him the ball? He's going to stick with his ways, man. And in those ways, that's who he's going to be. So, KD, I'm here to apologize to you. You go ahead and you do your thing at Golden State. And you keep repping, bro. Because after what I saw what happened with Paul George, who's coming to L.A., come on, bro. Well, after what I saw happen to Paul George and Carmelo, you know, I just want to stay this first episode. To admit my wrong on KD, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Admit my wrong on KD.
At KD.
I'll add that at KD. But, yo, I wanted to get on some fun facts. We like to close our show before we do our final bets and let you guys know what we like for the week. Do a little quick fun facts. Bro, did you know that 95% of the people that text stuff, they can't say it to their people's face? So they text it instead of saying to their face.
None below life action right there.
That's what it sounds like to me.
Sliding in the DM, you know, can't say it out loud.
Straight like that. Did you also know that when hippos get mad, their sweat turns red?
Really?
Yeah, bro. Yeah, bro. I feel like I've seen a couple of hippos in my day. That's some crazy.
Well, maybe that game we used to have, that's why they had them red and blue.
Hey. Hungry hippo.
They was ahead of the wave.
They was on to some.
Okay, all right.
Last one I got, bro. This is for the ladies out there. It just shows, you know, a good side of the hive. We like to show. Did you know sea otters, when they hold hands when they sleep so they don't drift away? Did you know that?
Nah.
How you feel about that?
Yeah, you know. I guess. Why don't you just lay on land, man? Like, what you drifting for?
See, man. See, that's the Drake in me. Drake is the greatest rapper alive, greatest rapper artist alive. That's the Tupac, Biggie, Young Dolph, all that in him. He can't express that. That's a good fact, man. That's a good fact.
Hey, man. You know, I guess. Hey, you gotta hold on to your lover.
Man, that's a good. Thank you. You all know how hard that is to get that out of the honey badger right there. But let's close it up with our bets. So, first game, Real Madrid, Liverpool. Like I said, it's a pick'em game on the spread. +120 Real Madrid, +200 on the for Liverpool. 3 over and under. How you feeling about that game, Honey Badger?
Well, give us your picks. I already have my money on Real Madrid. I feel like they're a good scoring team. They've been in this spot before. Liverpool, this is their first time there. They may have the jitters. You know, first leg, I feel definitely Real Madrid has it. I took the pick'em in the money line at 120. They're going to get it done.
You know what? I'm gonna be risky on this one. Liverpool, I love the momentum they're going with. I do not like that Cristiano got hurt, and I do not like that the defensive Real has been that way.
Oh, he's gonna come back, Cristiano.
Yeah, we're gonna see, man. We're gonna see. Come and on, it's hard to bet against. Back. It's hard to bet against Real. It's hard to bet against Ronaldo, bro. Hard. But I'm gonna do it today because Salah is the player of the year.
Yeah, he did win the Golden Shoe.
Yeah, man. So I'm going with the +200 for the for Liverpool. And what was your over under for this one?
It was the over.
So you're gonna take the over for this one?
Yes, high scoring game, very high scoring. I feel like whoever scores, they got to bounce back and score right behind them. So if it gets 2-1, I feel like they're gonna draw at the end at a 4. So I'll put them over.
Awesome. So what are you going to take for the FA Cup? You got Chelsea versus Man U. You got it at a 1/2 for the spread. You have it at a +1.5 for Man U on the spread. And you got +185 for the money line, +155 for Man U. 1.5 over and under. How you feeling?
I like Man U in this one. Man U has the firepower. Chelsea's coming off a bad loss. We don't know if they can stop them, and their defense is very suspect in this game. So I'm going to take Man U on the +1/2 and on the money line of the 155. And I feel like that's another game that if it gets 1-2, obviously that's already over 1.5. So, yeah, it only takes one team to really step up to the plate and makes 2 goals. I feel like it's going to push them. So, yeah, I take Man U in that one.
All right, so you're going to take Man U. You're taking the over. And you know what? I'm going to go ahead and take Chelsea. It's going against what I think about their defense. They've been looking absolutely terrible. But you know what? I got to go with them at home. I got to go with them at home. So I'm taking that +185. I think...
home team, yeah. I understand that. I completely understand it. Home team always got the advantage. So,
we're going to see. Last, we got the UEFA Europa League. We got Marseille with Atletico Madrid. Marseille with +1 on the spread, +450 on the money line. Atletico Madrid with -1 on the spread, -155 on the money line. 2 over and under. How you feeling about that, Honey Badger?
Oh, I really like Marseille in this one at the 450 at home. It's a home team. I'm going to ride with them. They have not lost at home yet. So, I will ride with them until they lose.
And you know what? I'm going with Atletico Madrid. I just think they're too talented of a club, honestly. It is going against what I think as far as the money line is concerned. And if I would take the money line, honestly, if I'm being risky and I want to make more money, I'm taking the money line. But if I'm being, you know, thinking about it, I really do think Atletico Madrid is going to win this game. So I just think Griezmann is going to score about 2 goals. And yeah, I think they're going to win this game.
Yeah, it's going to be over. It's going to be a very high scoring. It's probably the top scoring game out of the 3 that we have here. I can see this going, you know, over 3 for each team in the first leg. It's just these teams can score at will when they want to. If they come out firing, I feel like both teams is going to come out like that, knowing the other team can score.
True. Well, guys, those are our picks for the week. Hey, we're going to be coming back to you at the end of the week to review these picks we had as well. We're also going to be talking about the MLS, the big games for this weekend.
Yeah, go out and follow us at The Hive on Twitter. Reach out, anybody, players, teams. We like MLS, basketball, football. Contact us.
Like I said, at Entrepreneur Rod. Look it up in the dictionary if you need to. Entrepreneur Rod. Just hit me up, like I said, at The Hive Sports Betting as well. And guys, like I said, we're going to be coming to you every week, letting you guys know some good picks and trying to win some money, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, try to win some money out here. That's the goal. So, you want to win some money, join The Hive. It's great talking to you guys.
See you next week.